Hi, this is Doug Gray of the Marshall Tucker Band. Always keep your eyes open for motorcycles. This message is brought to you by my buddies at Long Island Abate.
Showtime.
It's time for that radio show everyone loves.
Do not attempt to change the station. Just listen, and we'll keep broadcasting.
It's time to begin the show.
103.9 LI News Radio presents Your Island, the very best in talk radio, with your host, Tom Shalero.
And once again, welcome back to our Tuesday edition here on 103.9 LI News Radio. Now, this segment of our program is being brought to you by the great motorcycle rights and safety advocacy group, Long Island Abate. American Bikers for Awareness, Training, and Education promotes safety on our roads for the two- and three-wheeled rider to ensure automobile drivers look and see and know that motorcycles are everywhere. Safety is the key. They promote training, common sense laws, attend court proceedings to ensure justice for those involved in motorcycle accidents where a driver is drunk, distracted, or recklessly careless. If you ride, don't hide. Join Long Island Abate. Call Abate President Jim Barr at 1-888-LI-ABATE or visit the website longislandabate.org. Once again, I know all this because I am a proud member of Long Island Abate, and I even rode my motorcycle to the station today. I'll tell you, the bikes
around there. No doubt, it's a gorgeous day out.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, funny thing, speaking about Jim Barr, Jim Barr is on the line with us. Jim is the president of Long Island Abate, and again, proud to have that great organization as a sponsor of this program. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tom. How you doing?
I'm doing just great. Now, there's a lot of scuttlebug. I don't think it received too much play in the press. I'm not exactly sure. You'll correct me. But there's a lot there on the social media. There was some sort of havoc or mayhem going on with a bunch of quad kids or whatever going on this weekend. And I know it caused quite a stir over there in the neighborhoods. Can you give us an update? And by the way, they were, I believe they were wrongfully accused as motorcyclists. Maybe you can help us out with this.
Yeah, matter of fact, I received a text Sunday afternoon saying that a motorcyclist was in an accident on Boyle Road in Selden.
Okay.
So I ran down there, took some pictures, took a few dozen pictures of the accident scene. The motorcyclist had already left in the ambulance when I got there, so I didn't know his condition at all. And I posted on Facebook a picture of the motorcycle that was involved.
Mm.
First of all, it puts everybody that wonders if it's somebody they know at ease when they see it's not okay. Their friend's motorcycle.
Right. Right, and that's valuable service that you guys perform, valuable service.
Yeah, and the other thing it does, if anybody does recognize the bike, they now know that their friend or relative is injured. So I put that they went to Stony Brook Hospital and posted that. If anybody knows this rider, make sure that they know that we have dozens of pictures for his attorney, you know, to be used in any kind of court cases that might come about. Because
okay.
You never know who's at fault. So
yes.
Initially, we just try to get as much information as possible and provide it, and then let the attorneys and the courts, you know, work out whatever needs to be worked out on whoever's right, whoever's wrong.
Right.
And then a couple hours later, I got a call saying that it wasn't necessarily a motorcyclist. It was a person riding a sport bike, perhaps in a dangerous manner.
Okay, for the sake of our listeners, where did this occur? Because I didn't have the exact location. Just for the sake of our listeners, so that we can pinpoint.
It was Boyle Road and Hemlock Street. It's a road that runs north and south between Middle Country Road and Wisconsin Highway.
Now, what hamlet was that? Did that occur?
Selden.
Okay, for the sake of our listeners. Because
right.
I know a few people, again, who listened to us, had seen some sort of stuff going on. You know, with these vehicles and quads that were going on, so it obviously created a little bit of a stir. All right, so from that point, now you're getting a second phone call saying it wasn't necessarily a motorcyclist,
right? And the strange thing that the debris was behind the car that was still parked in the intersection when I arrived.
Okay,
and the spectators told me that there was two motorcyclists. They both hit the car. One left in the ambulance, and the other took off.
Okay.
So now I got a call a couple hours later stating that there was up to 50 people on sport motorcycles, dirt bikes, and quads terrorizing the neighborhood.
Okay, so that's the havoc I'm talking about.
Them.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And, you know, I wasn't aware of it at the time. Port Jefferson, Terryville, it was creating havoc. Wisconsin Highway, Nichols Road.
Wow.
And the police, from what I understand, was out and about trying to get these people under control. They had a helicopter out trying to, you know, stop the behavior of these individuals on bikes. So, and then as it ends up, this allegedly is somebody that was a part of that group. They perhaps were trying to evade police or what have you, okay. And two of them hit a car, one took off. And I did indicate that, you know, I lost my sympathy that this wasn't an innocent motorcyclist who was the victim of a careless car driver. But I since retracted that when I heard a few hours later that he did pass away.
Right.
So
okay.
I do feel bad that this individual passed away.
Okay.
But it doesn't appear that it was he was a victim of someone else's negligence. Perhaps he was he caused his own, you know, demise.
Well, I guess at some point these individuals got together, maybe the day before or whatever, and said, "Let's really create a stir over there." And because I know a couple of officers were involved, and they said it was a wild day. Having to try to contain all of this, not to mention the fact that innocent people were put into jeopardy.
Yeah, I received at least a dozen.
Wow.
Phone calls, texts, or emails
Wow.
telling me about other people who were subjected to dangerous situations because of their actions.
Mm.
Just innocent people who were driving their cars or riding their motorcycles were subjected to wild behavior from this group. And I just want to officially say, Long Island Abate does not condone this behavior. We do not consider those as motorcyclists
yes.
who we are out there trying to protect. These are just people who are violating the law, acting inappropriately, and we do not support it whatsoever. And like to ask anybody that does ride like this, please reconsider. You know, you have to be respectful of everybody else that's out on the roads.
Well, couldn't we say that most of these vehicles that were being used were not legal? They were not street legal. Many of them don't have license plates because they run from the police or they don't want an identifier there. And that there's a lot of things that go on that are just not legal. Whereas Long Island Abate, you guys have safety programs. Everybody has driver's licenses, insurance, all of that. And it's that's a world of difference between what we're talking
right.
about and to what.
And we promote to ride respectfully yes. with the rest of the people on the highways.
Yes.
I believe four individuals were involved in an accident
that day. Yeah.
Motorcyclists, or I'm sorry, people riding motorcycle or dirt bikes. There was four of them that crashed. And like I said, unfortunately, the one died. But I believe two of them didn't have any license plates on them.
Right.
And from what I understand, most of the quads and stuff that were part of this, same thing, you know, shouldn't have been on the roads to begin with.
Yeah, they're not street legal anyhow, you know, when you
right.
put that on top of that. Well, these guys thought they were going to go out and have a little fun. And as a result, it resulted in the loss of life and the loss of property. And I'm sure there were some civilians that were affected, just regular common people like all of us that were trying to get out of the way of these crazy people. I mean, you know.
Right, many of them. And like I said, I heard from the ones who know who Abate is and stuff like that, and they knew to reach out.
Mm.
So they're not blaming all motorcyclists for it. They were just sharing information. But what about the thousands of regular people that are out there that just lump everybody that rides together as one category?
Right.
So now the public has a bad taste in their mouth for anybody on two wheels.
Yes.
They're going to be less cordial when it comes to an intersection, you know, when is a right-of-way to be considered or not. And also law enforcement we have to worry about now. You know,
yes.
is this going to prompt motorcycle-only checkpoints because they want to crack down on a particular type of individual riding motorcycles?
Mm.
You know, certainly not warranted, but, you know, in the past, that's taken place.
Yeah, that would be the height of unfairness, if you think of that. But I would have to say this, your voice and the voice of the other folks at Long Island Abate at least move in the direction of not allowing that to happen. The mere fact you're on this program right now. And I'm also curious to see how many people out there had seen this incident going on. So I'll put the number out there, 631-451-1039. If you had watched all of this that was going on, and you said the Quorum area, Selden, in that area, that's where it was mostly going
yeah,
on?
Yeah, Selden, Sutton Beach, Quorum, Port Jefferson, and Terryville were all the complaints that I received.
Mm.
Perhaps law enforcement is aware of other locations.
Right. And, you know, again, the mere fact that you were brought into that, I think is kind of good in a way, because at least it puts a different perspective on what was going on. You clearly saw what happened after further investigation. You could see this really had nothing to do with your group at all and what you guys stand for. So, I mean, you know, we put it down that way. You know,
right.
it's certainly a move in the right direction. You know, once again, I'm speaking with Jim Baugh, president of Long Island Abate, just doing some great things over there. Number here, 631-451-1039. Before we lose you, Jim, Still court cases still doing that? I know that's part of what we do when we talk about you guys, about the fact that you monitor court cases, because in some cases the criminal justice system is so overloaded that a person who committed a crime, particularly against a motorcyclist, in terms of an accident, distracted driving, drunk driving, may not get the sentence they deserve.
Yes. Right now there's currently one pending case. We're monitoring that closely. We attend each hearing. We went last Friday to the most recent one, and it was postponed until October 18th, will be the next court date. As you know, once somebody's originally arrested, it usually takes 7 or 8 months before meaningful plea bargains and stuff take place. So we'll be continuing to monitor that case. And we're just looking for fairness and, you know, whatever's right to take place in the case.
And that's so important when you think about it, because the judges and the ADAs, they're overloaded. And if nobody's watching, they'll just say, get rid of it. You know, they'll plea it out or who knows what happens, and there's no justice. And if there's no justice.
And we understand that that's what takes place. That's natural. But we just wanted them to stop, take a look, and remember that this was a victim, and take the victim into consideration, you know, before they just push it through the system. And I can't compliment the district attorney's office and the ADAs and the judges enough. They've been very, very, what's the word? They've been very receptive to being involved in a process. They keep us up to date. They constantly update us on things. They take our input into consideration. And we've had a positive result on these cases, and it's because of the cooperation that we're getting with the district attorney's office and the judges.
Yeah, again, all movement in the right direction. And I just want to put this out there because we talk about it a lot on this program. I think it's next month, you'll correct me, is the big day when you finally present that huge check to the veterans?
Yeah, our regular general membership meeting is going to be October 10th.
October 10th.
In fact, we're going to get about 250 members at this, so we can't fit at the Ronkonkoma meeting hall that we go to.
Yes.
So we're going to be at the Center Reach VFW, 7 o'clock on October 10th. And we're going to be dispersing $120,000 that we collected throughout the year for our local veteran organizations. It's a very proud day for us. We look forward to this all year.
You know, Jim, I'm going to put you on hold. We have a caller that may have a question for you, so just hold on one sec. We got Jim over there in Selden. Jim, you're on the air, and I got Jim Parr holding on. Are you with us, Jim? I think we lost him. Okay. Jim, yeah, we lost the other Jim. He had a call for you. Actually, you still with us, Jim Parr?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Let's take another call. We got Tom Uratore, your legislator, calling on. So,
my favorite legislator.
We'll ask you to hold on and see what Tom has to say. Legislator Muratori, you're on the air. Jim Barr's holding on, listening.
Great, great, great. I just want to tell Jim, you know, you do an outstanding job. You and the bait do so much for our motorcycle brothers and sisters. You know, it's dangerous to ride a car in Suffolk County. Imagine what it is to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, he
you know,
does.
Years ago, I was a rider, but, you know, age has caught up to me, and I've gotten off the bike. But I am a member of a bait like Tom is. And I can't just say enough about Abate. You know, you do so very much for this county, for the riders. And the big problem we have here in the county is these illegal street bikes, these illegal quads that these kids ride. And for the life of me, I don't know why parents even allow this.
Yeah. You heard what happened, I guess, on Sunday.
Yes, yes, of course.
Yeah,
so. it was close to my district.
Yes, I figured that.
But, you know, we've got to find a way to stop this. Yeah. I know we're impounding the bikes, you know, these illegals now. So maybe that'll put a curb on it. But, you know, Jimmy, keep up the good work. You're doing an outstanding job out there. And maybe you and I can join together and come up with some more stringent legislation to stop these illegal street bikes. I know they need a place to ride. You know, maybe the county can find something. They're talking about a drag strip and, and maybe an off-road vehicle type of place for them to ride safely. But like I said, maybe we can join together and we can do something good for the county and for the bikers.
Right. I know I have him holding on, but he is listening to you every word. So
I'll have him. Great, good. Thanks, Tom.
Okay,
thanks.
Legislator Tom Uratore, always a pleasure when you call on, Tom. Feel free anytime.
Thank you. Okay, thanks, Tom. Good luck, Jim.
Thank you. Jim, you got a fan over there in the Suffolk County Legislature.
Yeah, absolutely. Legislator Moratori has always been a big fan of the right thing. And, you know, as you know, Abate, we're always doing the right thing, and he's very supportive, and we appreciate it very much. Yeah. And I would love to sit down with him and talk about both those ideas, getting a drag strip on Long Island as well as an off-road type facility. to give these people places to legally ride, you know, and then they don't need to ride on the road.
And maybe this tragedy might not have happened. You know, if you think about it, you know, these wild, I guess, youth deciding to do this, resulting in the death of one of them and injuries to others. You know, maybe this can be directed or guided in another way. And, you know, again, and it makes me happy when there's a partnership between groups like yours and government and elected officials who recognize what folks like you do, because that's really what makes our democracy work.
And we're very appreciative for any elected officials to sit down with us, and we'd love to be a part of the process and bring a perspective to them that they might not be aware of and put something together jointly.
Yeah, when we think about it. And the next step, and as Legislator Muratori mentioned, the drag strip, a motor sports park, I think it's becoming a necessity. You ask any police officer out there, they're going to tell you that. And I know Legislator Muratori, you know, is a veteran of the Suffolk County Police Department. And so he knows what's needed and what's out there. Well, Jim, always appreciate all that you do. And, you know, we're going to stay in touch and keep giving us updates. Tonight there's a meeting, is that right? Or last night, was it?
Yes, tonight's a meeting, but it's primary election night. So the location is a polling place.
Oh, I see.
So tonight only, we moved over to 3 Garrett Place in Commack.
Okay.
It's right on the North Service Road of the Long Island Expressway, exit 53. It's between the Lowe's and ShopRite Shopping Center.
Yes, okay.
So that's tonight at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I know there were a couple of folks called on, motorcyclists, that wanted more information about a bait, about joining up. We just got that call, I think it was last week, you know, a couple of more. So,
yeah, they're coming in.
Yeah.
Brookhaven Town Supervisor Ed Romaine had myself and Nick Lamort on. He interviewed us for 20 minutes about what a Long Island bait does, and they've been airing it on Channel 18 for a month. And it reached a lot of people, evidently, because our membership just keeps climbing and climbing. We're just about to hit 2,000 members
right now. Okay, wonderful. And such a strong, strong voice. Once again, Jim Baugh, president of Long Island Bay. Jim, keep up the good work and ride safe.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you very much.
Now, no two ways about it, that incident that occurred over there. Just kind of curious if anybody had seen what had happened over there. I know I spoke to some of the police officers and For people to essentially do that, wreak havoc upon a community where people were saying that these motorized vehicles, we're not calling them motorcycles, they certainly weren't, you know, whether they were these dirt motorcycles or dirt bikes, so to speak, that are not street legal, driving on the sidewalk, cutting people off, people driving their cars had to get out of the way in order to avoid hitting anyone. It just really caused a lot of problem over there. And I know Long Island Abate very much involved in the safety of, you know, it's traffic safety. It's not just motorcyclists, because if you advocate safety for motorcyclists, you're actually advocating safety for all motorists. Because in many cases, the motorcycle accident is with a motorcycle and an automobile. Well, if you could prevent that, it also bring down the number of automobiles that are involved in accidents, too. So we have to look at it in that great way. Now, before we take our break, I want to recognize the Suffolk County Patrolman's Benevolent Association. That's right, folks. The PBA serves to support law enforcement, participate in special events and programs all designed to help protect our community. They care about you and keeping us all safe. From the anti-drinking and driving campaigns to protecting our children with education on the Megan's Law, PBA promotes a great relationship between the police and the people it's sworn to serve. Suffolk County is one of the safest counties in the country, and the PBA takes pride in its strong belief in our security. They have honored our fallen heroes and contribute greatly to our suburban way of life. Need to know more? Go right to their website at www.suffolkcountypba.org. Noel DiGirolamo, president. And also, Easton Portable X-Ray Corporation. You have heard me mention them. Their phone number is 800-684-5800. Imagine this. Your doctor orders an X-ray, an EKG, an ultrasound. And first of all, you're not feeling well. If he's ordering those things, there's something wrong. You've experienced a trauma injury. Now, the hassle is going off to the doctor's office. Well, you don't have to do that. They have the slogan, "We travel, not the patient." They bring all their equipment to you. It's covered by your insurance. They take all insurances. More importantly, as an asterisk, the veterans are now covered under a new Trump administration ruling. So think about it. You have trauma injury, and they actually come to you. There's no waiting. There's no appointments. There's no travel. It's the same-day service. The number is 800-684-5800. This is a Long Island-based company. They have their experts. They bring in the best state-of-the-art equipment. And you get results like almost right away. It goes right to your doctor's computer screen. EP epxray.com, epxray.com, or 800-684-5800. We get back, we're going to start up. We'll open up the phones. We'll take up some of the issues of the day that are going on. Just some great ceremonies yesterday all over Long Island. We dedicated the whole two-hour show yesterday to remembering 9/11. A lot of the folks called in afterwards and appreciated what they heard and how we paid remembrance. So just a lot of great things, took place yesterday. I'm your host, Tom Shalero. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back.
But I've got the fastest set of wheels in town. When something comes up to me, he doesn't.